on the west of Florida. How can I direct your call?
Yes, hi. I need room number 604, please.
The last name of the guest?
I believe it's John Romano.
What is the last name?
Romano. R-O-M-A-N-O.
Okay, one pleasure to connect. One moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Poppy the Panda, Popular.com. Just curious, is this John Romano?
RxMuscle.com brings you After Hours, featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management three times.
Come on, get it already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your host, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined, as always, by my Floridian-based, but not for very much longer, co-host John Romano. John, we're here for another great show, and this one might be the greatest of them all.
Yeah, I think it will be the greatest of them all. We have definitely a different format for this evening, and I can already sense the bull is not as angry as he was last week.
Well, especially since you haven't heard from him yet, so.
Well, I can sense it. There's no steam coming through my telephone.
Well, he already told you off last week, so, you know, there's nothing else to say, pretty much.
And he knows better not to do that 2 weeks in a row.
True. Now, we have Kevin Lerone, who's going to be calling in, and I'm going to be getting that his drug test faxed over to me, and we're going to find out if the guy's actually juicing or not.
Yes, and we're anxiously anticipating the good Dr. Prisk's fax, and so we'll be getting that. Apparently, we're going to be getting it during the show while Kevin's on the phone, right?
Well, I don't know. It could come in while he's here. It could come in after. You know, I'm waiting. You know, I'm going to hold Kevin off until I get word that the fax will be coming through. But we have some other business to talk about prior to that. Number one, Mr. G has been missing for the last 3 weeks, in case you hadn't known.
We have noticed that, but I never get a good, solid answer as to his whereabouts. You know, I noticed that Bobby Smalls is also missing, so we don't have any determination here. What's going on with the Smalley brothers?
Well, I don't know. There's two hypotheses I have. One is that, you know, the summer is Mr. G's surfing season, essentially. He's a big surfer. He likes to go to Seaside Heights, I know, in Jersey. He goes to Long Beach a lot and surfs, and he might be there. At one of the shows, I believe he was down there judging some kind of a surf contest or something, you know, and seeing some crazy contest down there. The other possibility is that he could be pissed off at one of the Whack Pack members.
And I wonder, and which member could that be?
I don't know. It could be any of them. I mean, I know Biggie Smalls was concerned that Jeff, the producer, was getting too much power. You know, that was a problem for him. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Yes, you're correct.
Jeffson, why are you whispering? Because you were screaming in my ear before?
I don't want to hurt your ears. Oh. I know you're very sensitive.
He was screaming. He was screaming, like, louder than Mr. G before. Like, on top of his lungs.
I just want to be sure I don't hurt your precious ears.
Well, you know that old saying, if you want to get somebody's attention, you whisper, you know?
Yeah, but anyway, the other possibility is that he could be mad at Jimmy the Bull. Now, I don't know, because, Jimmy, did you say anything to Mr. G?
What the fuck is he mad at me for?
I don't know. You've been very abusive the last couple of weeks. Or abrasive is probably the better term.
No, I mean, the only thing I could think of is I told him his costume looked fucked up or something. I don't know.
He could possibly be mad at me, too, because I wouldn't reimburse him for his last costume that he brought over here.
What was he the last time? What did you say he was?
Was he Frankenstein or something like that?
Not Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he was Frankenstein.
It was like an $8,000 costume he wanted me to reimburse him for.
And he brought a singer with him.
Yeah. He brought like a...
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, he wanted to get paid too.
My grandmother sings better.
The fucking screech farts with better fucking notes than that fucking guy.
That was in me.
It's so funny that Derek actually cracks up when Jeff does impressions of him. I think that's
He's a funny fucking guy. I gotta laugh at the fucking guy.
Yeah, I listen. I let my family listen to him. They think it's him. They think it's me. Like, you got a dirty mouth. Like, oh, shit.
Actually, Mr. G could possibly be pissed off at Derek. Didn't you tell him his act sucked the last time he was here?
I didn't think it sucks. I just think it's the same repetitive bullshit all the damn time.
Well, that's pretty much
it's
the same.
It's boring, you know? Oh, he's going to come in a costume. He's going to yell, I'm the truth. I mean, he's got so much more talent. He should do something different. Yeah. I think once we're live, he's you know, we could see
it's
him
live again. There they go, the live again. Right,
Jimmy, come on, help me out. We and Jimmy text message each other on this. We gotta get on Dave.
No, we have a lot of fans that are waiting for us.
They
want to
see live.
I have to back up the fans.
Well, my
too.
Girl fans, they want to see me in person.
They want to see it live. They, you know, they think we should go ahead.
And, what are you talking about live? I don't understand what you mean like going
video.
Live.
We're in the studio.
TV. I thought this was the fuck we were doing.
But what does that have to do with going? Live TV.
That's what it is. Live TV.
When
you see somebody on TV, it's like yeah. Live, right?
No, it's not live. It can be recorded.
You know what the fuck I mean? Come on.
No, what are you talking about?
On TV.
When I say live, I mean TV. That's
picture,
what the fuck
picture.
I'm talking
about.
Right, Dave, what are you gonna do when we go live? You're gonna bench 1,000 pounds?
Jeff, who's that talking right now?
That's Diego. You know that.
Now hold on, Diego. We had a stipulation. I think the last time we had a show here, and he called me up and he agreed to it. We said that Diego was going to pose for us once a week from now, John, leading up to the Eastern USA Championships in the beginning of November. So we'd like to have the initial unveiling of Diego's physique right now.
I want to see this.
I
like
back
it,
up, back up one step behind that, and I think we have to agree that Diego's gotten a little too comfortable in his persona here in the Whack Pack, because if you recall, you know, Diego showed up one day on our doorstep because he wanted to be part of the deal, and, you know, we accepted him in, and he was bringing food. Now, he doesn't bring food. He's sitting there, and now he wants us to critique his physique and, you know, take advantage of the everything the Whack Pack has to offer, and he's not bringing any food.
Yeah, man.
Correction, I am bringing food.
But for himself.
You've never gotten any of the meals.
Well, he's not here. How the fuck is he now?
Exactly.
I hear that there's no food. The week before, there was no food.
I'm sorry, I forgot to give it to Scotty to be me to Florida, you prick.
Did he bring food today?
John, he won us over because, you know, the old Italian saying, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach, right?
Exactly.
Did he bring food today? No, fuck you, McDonald's. I want some food.
He's showing up with food. He's been showing up with food ever since, and we love him now.
Jim, wasn't there food here the other day?
Yeah.
He brought McDonald's last week, John. He did bring him.
I came from the gym.
He brought protein powder.
He's dieting now, John. So now he's bringing fucking water and protein powder, which I've got enough to bury us with already.
He's bringing protein powder to your house?
That's right. Fat-free chuletas.
Is that what he brought today, protein powder?
I don't know. I don't see anything. He came empty-handed today.
Well, see what I'm saying? He's getting comfortable.
No, he was making a shake before.
I made macadamia nut oil for posing oil.
And then I rub it on myself.
You see my avatar? It's very nice.
He says that sweat.
Yeah, you look a little slick in that avatar.
Fuck you.
Hey, wasn't I sexy in that picture?
A little slick.
So Diego, let's see what you got. I want everyone to critique you here. We have
Come
the whole
on,
lot.
We really
got
to see this shit.
You can't critique him, Derek?
No, I want to see tits, not Diego.
Well, you got to bring more of them then, Derek.
He might have tits, so hang on. Let's see what he's got.
All right, so Diego's standing up. He's taking off his RX Muscles soft fit boat neck t-shirt.
Hold on, taking it off now.
All right. Okay. You can leave your shorts on. We don't need to see the legs.
How many weeks out is he, Dave?
What are you, about 14 weeks out?
72.
How many weeks out are you, Diego?
17? 16?
Are you 16 weeks out, John? So this
no,
is
16. That's a perfect diet, 16
right,
weeks.
15 times 5.
All right, let's go around the room. Jimmy, you're going to critique Diego first. What do you think?
Well, I definitely think his body's tightening up from the last time I've seen him. I have to admit.
When he hit a double bicep shot,
Diego. He's getting harder looking.
Jimmy, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being his best condition. Not 10 being Ronnie Coleman, 10 being the best Diego condition he can achieve. What would you say he is right now?
To tell the truth?
Yeah, of course.
On Diego's scale.
On the Diego scale, 10 being the best Diego, 1 being the worst Diego.
In other words, like what he could be to what he is now.
Right, right. Because we have to compare him to himself.
Ask me, I'll tell the fucking truth.
I'd say about 6.
Okay, well, that's a very good score from Junior Bull. Derek?
Let me see a double bicep again.
Now, are you filming this, Dave?
No.
So we have no way of...
Wait, I have to hit my double bicep. Shut up.
I will take pictures.
It's actually
after.
His arm separation is, you know, is good. He's holding excess fat and water weight in his abdominals and chest. Definitely, you know, his arms and shoulders are good. He's, you know, he holds fat and water in more areas than none, but I'd give him a 4 or 5. You know, okay. But he's 16 weeks out.
Right, right, okay. All right, turn around. Let me see a double bicep from behind. We can get a little back shot here. Yeah. All right. Jeff, the producer?
I'll give him a 5.
All right.
He's 16 weeks out. I mean, you know, he just started his diet.
You want to critique his physique there a little bit, Jeff?
I mean, you know, it's not fair to critique, you know, at least in my opinion, anything about his physique yet, because you know, give me like 4 weeks and I'll. And
no,
I'll
I'm not saying. I'm talking about his the muscle he has on his physique.
He's talking about now. He said, you know,
he has a good back. He has good arms, and you know, the chest looks like that. Once it comes in, he'll have something there.
There's definitely a bodybuilder crying in to get out of there.
Yeah, well, I'll give actually. My critique now because that's the only one that matters, really.
Go ahead.
Fuck all of you. Here comes the king.
No, we don't know shit about bodybuilding.
Yes,
no.
Go ahead, please, Dave. Go.
It's just a bunch of fucking morons.
Hold on, what are you putting your clothes back on here? Hold on, I gotta take a look at you here.
I didn't know you want to look at my pee-pee, too.
I think his body fat is reasonable for 16 weeks out, so I don't think it's excessive.
What do you think? What percentage is that?
He's probably about 16 or 17% body fat. So, you know, I think he'll probably drop a lot in the first 4 to 5 weeks. He's got good shoulders, broad scapula, you know, and when his abs come in, he'll have a good, you know, taper to him. You know, Diego's not really like that typical Colombian physique you're used to. I think he's got more like the...
still a lot of baby fat.
That Aztec, like, Indian in him, more like... he looks like he was cutting people's hearts out, you know, like 300 years ago. They weren't 100 years ago. Jimmy.
No, more like 3,000 years ago, Aztecs, Indians.
Yeah.
Colombian people actually are very skinny, slim type of...
Yeah.
They're not really thick.
I like Colombian women.
So
those are the ones that are thick.
Yeah. Then he's got a decent back, John. His arms can be a little bigger. You know, no one's arms can be big enough.
Yeah, no one's arms are big enough.
You got a little fat around the nipple area. You know,
calves are good.
Do you think he has gyno?
He probably has some gyno. We probably can take him to Dr. Blau after the show's over and get him cleaned up a little bit. But legs are not bad either. So
can you see any ab?
No. One ab he's got.
It's a keg.
You know, 16 weeks is a long freaking time.
No, that's why we're
going
to do this once a week, so we can assess his progress and make sure he has accountability, John. That's the important thing.
I say every 2 weeks.
Every two? No. It's got to be every week.
It's got to be every week.
Derek don't want to see him. That's right.
No offense, Diego. How about Diego brings in a hottie?
Yeah, that's an idea.
I'm bringing in a woman.
That's an idea.
Time.
You know what? Next time you do this.
Bring in a Colombian guy.
Bring in a broad.
The wife's pretty.
That's what I want to bring for you guys.
Hey, you critique our girls, then we're going to critique yours.
Bring in some chick who's going to take her top off.
Bring
her
underwear too, Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now, Jimmy, I know you're having a few problems at home because your ex-wife and her mother-in-law, and your ex-mother-in-law, I should say, are a little upset because there's a post on our board, evidently, that's quoting all your famous quotes from the radio shows of past.
Yeah.
And I believe there was one post that quoted you as saying that you were going to piss on the casket of your ex-mother-in-law when she fucking croaked. Now the great thing about this, John, is the fact that his ex-mother-in-law and ex-wife actually listen to the show and read the posts on the board. That's the amazing part of the whole thing.
That's cool,
John. Jimmy, aren't you a little like? Doesn't that kind of amuse you in a way?
You know, I what it is with me is like I lose my fucking mind, you know, and then I back up after. You know, I'm like your typical fucking Italian. You know, I flare the fuck up.
I got you, bro.
And then after I calm down, I say, "Holy shit!
What did I say?"
You know, like I'm almost not even like responsible for what I say. But there's a few posts on there that my man posted, he did a great job on that thread. But there's a couple of them, I got to tell them to get off there because I just made peace with them. from the last radio show from saying all that shit.
Well, don't they know you're just doing it for entertainment purposes?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'll get some feedback from people. I gotta see, you know. But I have another problem, though.
Yeah, what's the other problem?
I gotta tell a scary story. Do I have a second?
Sure.
A few weeks ago, we were drinking at my house, and my girl and a few people were over the house, and we whipped out the Ouija board.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. And, this is off the series.
Jimmy Paul and the Ouija board.
I don't know if I'm not really like a believer of, you know, ghosts and spirits and shit, you know, but I have to say, ever since we did the Ouija board, a lot of bad shit's been happening to me.
Uh-oh. Like what?
You know, well, two weeks ago, my pickup truck blew the fuck up. That's right. In the shop. Today, my box truck, my drive shaft fell out.
Oh, God.
I had customers yelling at me. I had my girl call. I mean, I don't know. It was like a day from fucking hell. I don't know. I think it's due to that fucking Ouija board.
Well, what happened when you were playing with the Ouija board?
Well, what happened was my old house where I used to live.
Right.
I had a spirit in that house. So something was in there. Some kind of entity was in that house. All right. We used to hear banging noises on my wall every night. At 4 o'clock in the morning sharp, I would hear like 3 bangs on the wall in my room.
Oh, shit.
Right. This is just real shit.
Nightmares.
And then every once in a while, for like a week straight, there'd be a stench in my room. I don't know what the fuck. I thought it was like a dead rat in the fucking wall
or
something.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, but it occurred over and over. Like, in other words,
they were stuck in the wall until they fucking dropped dead, and then you started smelling the dead carcass.
I'm talking about a whole week straight, and then a few weeks nothing, and then it came back again for a whole week straight.
It's another rat.
Maybe they had babies.
Come on.
You know what? It's common knowledge.
Anyway,
common
can I finish knowledge. My fucking story, John? Hold on.
I got to back up here.
You got rodents in your
house. It's common knowledge the Ouija board pisses off the spirits.
Well, make a long story short, what happened was, you know, I moved out of that house and I'm living somewhere else now. And so one of the questions I asked the board was there a spirit in my old house?
Right.
And the thing went over to yes. It crawled over. And everybody had their hands on this fucking thing, actually moved over to yes. I mean, you know, we were all looking at each other.
Wow.
So then I said, was it a bad spirit or a good spirit? And it wouldn't answer. I said, does the spirit have a name? And then all of a sudden, the fucking triangle started spinning around like mad fast like that. And then the fucking thing flew off the board.
Wow.
And everybody's hands were on it, you know?
Yo, Dave, can we have an RX Ouija board thing?
I think I have one somewhere.
Let's fucking do it,
man. No, bro, that thing is scary as shit.
Hell no, let's do it.
It's scary. That fucking thing is scary.
Let's have an RX Ouija.
I'm actually scared of that fucking board.
So what was the name of the spirit?
It wouldn't give the name. That's what I'm saying. I kept asking what the name was, and then it was just spinning around like this. Everybody's looking at each other like, who's doing that? Come on, fuck you. And then, like, nobody was admitting it to it. The thing was just fucking going in a circle, and it went off the fucking board.
That's
maybe
awesome.
He had a retarded spirit.
And it was the night that we were doing it, it was like thunder and lightning and fucking wind. It was a real spooky fucking night. We lit the candles and we were doing this thing.
How many drinks did you have before you did this?
Oh, I was on like my third or fourth bottle.
Nah, you guys don't even know what was going on.
I'm telling you, the fucking thing was spinning around on the board.
You do drunk Ouija, you get drunk spirits, so you know.
I saw it straight and the fucking thing moves. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you don't get good answers when you're drunk.
The thing didn't give us an answer. It was just spinning
because it was drunk. You were drunk, you guys. You couldn't even keep your hands
you
on the board.
You got the spirit fucking drunk.
That's right.
Well, whatever, man.
Can we have one?
When I leave here tonight, I'm looking behind me in the fucking mirror because
I say
I'm
the
scared.
First night John gets here, we all have a seance.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hell yeah.
But no freaking Ouija board. I'm not going near one of those things.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Why not?
They pissed the spirits off. I'm not pissing off any spirits.
Fuck that. I got enough haters. I want some spirits.
Derek,
you don't have enough. Is what you mean? You know what?
Man, I really have some haters.
I pity the spirit that goes up against Derek.
I'll fuck them up. Come on, you fucking spirit.
Let me tell you something. You can't fuck with spirits, Derek. I don't give a fuck.
Ever since I seen that Exorcist movie, bro, I shit my pants.
You're fucking home sleeping at night in the fucking bed. Sheets start pulling off your fucking
that's
bed.
That's gonna be your head turning.
You see some kind of shadow.
I'll admit, I'm a pussy when it comes to that.
With a fucking machete standing over your body, a figure of a man. You know what I mean? Yep. Fuck that.
I don't believe that there's bad spirits, but whatever.
I didn't either.
Just bad people.
Until the other night.
Nah, it's
all right. I'll tell you, I'll bring the Ouija board here, then we'll fucking see.
I got a news story for you, Jimmy. Actually, you know what? Let's take a break first. When we come back, we'll do some news stories.
All right.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today. Species Evolutionary Nutrition. The Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Lips, and you're listening to After Hours with the Whack Pack. And Jimmy the Bull, you can sniff my underwear always.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm John Romano, sitting here with Dave Palumbo and the rest of the pack that is whack. When we're talking about spirits, seances, Ouija boards, and all other things that would never scare Derek Anthony.
Well, I want to say one thing. You know, number one, I want to obviously thank ALR for and Arthur L. Ray for their continued sponsorship of this wacky, crazy show as well. I'd like to thank JoJo Energy Drink. They were supposed to be at the studios today. This week, I should say, John, setting shit up, but it'll be, I hear, next Monday or Tuesday. So hopefully we'll have a studio full of stuff when you get down here in September. But I do want to say one thing, John. Derek Anthony is modeling one of the new RX Muscle string tank tops, and I must tell you that it looks really good on him.
Hell yeah.
And, I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to put it, I'm adding it to the store. We have two styles of string tank tops. The original RX Muscle logo and then the In the Iron Asylum logo. They're short string tanks. You know, they don't make them anymore. They're made in America, these things. And I think that the member's going to love this.
John, you know, badass, John. They look great.
I don't think there's a tank top that Derek Anthony would look bad in. But I think considering it's an RX Muscle tank, he must look astounding in it.
Yeah, he's got this iron in the Iron Asylum tank on it. Just it's really matching. It's going good with his tattoos too. I got to tell you,
awesome. He's got a good tan going too.
I think you should get that that in the Asylum guy get tattooed on your body, Derek.
All right. Where do you want me to get it?
on the leg.
Yo, I was thinking about that. We should all get little RX symbols on it. Let's see who's got the balls.
I'll do it.
I'm
ready.
RX.
What's the symbol?
RX. Get an RX. I'll do it.
I want you to do it with razor blades, though, Derek.
I'll fucking
yeah, let's do scarf.
I'll do it with cigarettes.
I'll tell you what, John, when you come up here, we'll get the fucking
let's
knife
all go.
Out, and we'll all do it here at the radio show.
All right. Yeah, on TV. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
And we'll let the blood drip on the Ouija board.
I'll get my guy.
Tattoo Lou.
Jay Dragon. I'll have him bring him the machine and we'll all fucking get
can
RX.
We do it? Can we bring him in the
studio?
Yeah,
he'll come here.
He'll do it.
He'll do it in the studio?
Yeah, that's my boy.
I'll bring him in the studio.
John, I have over 20 tattoos. He's done all my tattoos. He'll come here.
Yeah, Jay does mine too.
All right, we'll let Jimmy go first.
I'll go.
All right, I got a news story for the day here.
And I will do it too.
On your penis?
You gotta get on your cock though.
No,
right?
Your penis.
But it has to say RX Musculo.
You did. Tingo's gotta get the Spanish version.
Spanish?
Right.
Yeah.
En Espanol, John, right? You have one of those.
Chinga tu madre.
I'm gonna get the taco tattooed on mine.
Speaking of Taco Bells, the Taco Bell dog died. Did you know that, Jimmy?
I heard that today.
15
yeah.
years old he was. Gidget, his name
That's
is.
That's kind of shit, man.
Pato Bell.
That's like an icon, huh?
Pato
yep,
Bell.
Yep, yep. That's Gidget died.
Did they make tacos out of him?
I don't know. Now, you know, he actually wasn't...
He's out of Mexico, they will.
He wasn't only in the Taco Bell commercial. He was actually in Legally Blonde, too, also.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, he was the parent. Him. He was the parent dog in there. Yeah.
Whoa.
So he died. He died.
Yeah, wasn't he in Hollywood Chihuahua?
That was him.
I don't know. His name was Gidget. He died. He had heart failure.
Was that your dog in Laffy?
Wasn't that a show years ago when we were kids, Gidget?
Yeah, that was with Sally Field.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Now, in other dog news, this woman saved a five-legged puppy from a freak show in Coney Island. They got this five-legged puppy, this guy who breeds dogs.
Did he get into a bottle of box of Viagra?
I don't know.
But a five-legged puppy.
I don't know, but what happened was this guy needed money, so he was going to sell the dog for like $3,500 to this Coney Island freak show.
Right.
And this North Carolina woman got wind of the story, and she freaked out, and she didn't want this thing going to a freak show, so she actually outbid the guy. She paid $4,500 or something like that for the dog. And she's going to have the dog's fifth leg surgically removed, and so she's...
Can hang out with Timmy.
That's fucked up.
That's my point. Yeah, this dog was going to be in the freak show at Coney Island, which is exactly what Timmy's doing this summer.
Not to change the subject, but in Rebel Inc. this month, Tattoo Timmy has a feature.
Oh, magazine. Really?
Yeah, I saw it in the newsstand yesterday.
Oh, cool. Wow.
But now, where is this fifth leg emanating from on the dog's body?
It's like right between his back two legs.
You sure that's not his penis?
No. Out his ass.
No, it's actually facing the wrong direction, too, the leg. It's pretty weird when you look at the picture.
You know, I got to say, though, Dave, I have to admit, as I said, that guy is a scumbag because here's a poor dog that's got a fifth leg. He's fucked up.
Right.
And you're going to sell the fucking dog.
What if you, Jimmy, what if you couldn't pay your rent, Jimmy? Would you sell the dog?
No, I wouldn't sell
it. Yes, you would.
No, I'm not like that, man. Look, I'm a hard guy, but I couldn't do
it. What if you couldn't make your child payments?
I'd probably go in the corner with him, you know, maybe collect quarters or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, I would do that, but I wouldn't sell the motherfucker.
What if you
could
borrow?
You know, I'd go out and make money together so we could eat together. You know, I'd buy a little can of dog food and then buy a hot dog.
Jimmy would walk in the dog.
You know what I mean? You know, we'd be like partners.
You could rent them out.
I would sell the motherfucker.
You had a dog that had five puppies, and one of the puppies has a fifth leg, and you can't make your child support payment, and they're ready to throw you in jail.
I told you, I go in the fucking corner with the little box with the fucking
organ grinder,
and I sit there with the cup, people come pat him, look at the leg, oh, look at the fifth leg, they throw me a coin.
So you make your
whatever the guy, that's all.
So you make your own freak show essentially.
Yeah, I do my own little thing on the side.
You want to
we got to be like partners. Yeah. I can't just get rid of the fucking guy.
All right,
that would be. Man.
Jimmy's got a big heart.
Yeah, I can't do that, man. Fuck it, man.
That's like what was happening with the elephants, the circus elephants.
What are you talking about?
You guys didn't see that?
No.
The elephant has 15 tusks.
No, actually, Barney, the circus.
Barney?
Barney Hubbard Circus.
I thought Barney was a fucking T-Rex.
Fred Flintstone.
Diego got caught jerking off an elephant in the circus, and what happened?
No, it was on the news.
it was on the news
this morning.
It must be Diego. You're lost for words.
I think so. They caught the circus people beating on the elephant this morning.
Really? Beating afterwards.
How is this?
While
I was beating myself.
How does that work? When you put a rubber glove on, what do you do?
You grab the stuff and sing happy songs.
The same lotion I put on my body.
I've never seen an elephant's dick. What does it look like?
It's about
6 feet long.
It's a bit like a horse dick.
I never saw
it. Is it really?
Yeah.
Eat my fucking ass.
Bring me a girl. I'll show you how long it is.
Okay. It's not as long as the anaconda. Yeah.
Not as big as my cock.
Holy shit.
We'll have to get some porn star in here to measure Derek one of these
days. Let's do it. We had Lisa.
Yeah, yeah, what happened?
We'll have to get her back here for something.
Oh, yeah. She don't want to go. She with that fucking room and shit.
Another couple of months of this show, I'm going to have to go see a shrink. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I already had to raise my blood pressure.
You know what? We go live.
We should have go live.
We're never going to go live so we can keep it, you know.
Look, we got fans out there that want us to go live.
Hold on, Jimmy.
I'm speaking for like hundreds of people.
I'm serious.
I'm fucking live.
Can I finish my fucking story?
Finish your fucking story, Jimmy.
Fucking whatever
you want.
I'll
make a long story short. When we go live, I think we should have a shrink on the show.
Yeah. I got news for you. John and I had this discussion already, Jimmy. We've decided that everyone needs to shrink, including him and I. So we might have an in-staff one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it would be cool. While we're all fucking losing our minds, you can analyze us.
Dave, I have one, and anger management.
It'll be part of the compensation package.
It's all wrapped up in the same thing, you know.
It'll be part of our compensation package.
When
we
I
give
show
these
up
guys.
All fucked up and screaming, she could calm me down. Like,
we have an in-house shrink, you know, to take care of all these guys and write them prescriptions.
We discussed this. We actually thought we would go, you know, get someone, you know, a shrink, a psychologist in school finishing their doctorate, and we would be their project.
Cool.
Yeah. I guarantee if we give a few weeks with that person, they'll be seeing a shrink.
Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee
they'll lose their mind.
That'll be my fucking motive.
All the shrinks see shrinks.
I'll show you how we can fucking tear shrinks apart. All right.
Yeah. Well, all I know is I worked in a psych ward for about 6 weeks when I was in medical school. I did a rotation in there. I thought I was out of my fucking mind when I left there after 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I thought I was going crazy.
Let me tell you, some shrinks are fucked up. All right?
They gotta be.
They fucking sit there, think they can pick your brain apart. You gotta be out of your mind.
Because they smoke pot before they see it.
Probably.
I hate fucking people like that. I'll be honest with you, man.
Shrink, Jimmy.
I'm not saying anything bad about your father. Don't go there now, John, all right? I've dated a girl in the past, and she was a shrink. I didn't know it. And we went out, and I was acting my crazy self, drinking, and she started looking at me, saying, you know, you have issues. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she was going on and on and on. I said, what the fuck? Who am I going out over here? What are you, my fucking mother? You know, and then she goes, no, I'm have a doctor and I'm a psychiatrist. I said, Rudge, I'll never fucking marry you again, man. I was there. I couldn't take this fucking girl picking me apart.
I tell her to go fuck yourself.
I like to live free, man. You know, that's why I got a Harley. I get on a Harley, man. I got a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a free Asian spirit. Don't fucking nail me down, motherfucker.
My friend,
my father liked you, Jimmy. He still asks about you.
Yeah, I probably liked your father too if I met him.
You met him, knucklehead.
I did?
In Washington.
Oh. That's right, I did. Holy shit. I remember, I'm losing my mind, John. What can I tell you?
My mother and my father.
That's right. I did meet them. That's right.
That's right. My friend Ray, that's what I'm talking about. He still lives at home. He's 44 years old. He was dating this girl who was a psychiatrist who was like always kind of psychoanalyzing him. And she broke up with him because he pushed her off the bed. And when she, you know, she's like, you're an animal. You're one of these men who hit women. He's like, you fucking peed on my rug because you're an alcoholic. this is serious. She would get so drunk that she would be almost blacked out. She would just piss on the rug.
That's just a joke, them fucking psychiatrists.
No, but imagine that, Jimmy, having a psychiatrist who pees on your rug.
I would have thrown her out of the fucking room,
he
too.
He did.
Fucking psychiatrist bullshit. Get the fuck out of my house. Here's a clock. Shove it up your pussy, too. For your next fucking day.
Go find the toilet.
His parents' house, unfortunately. That was the embarrassing part of my life. But all right, last story of the day, guys. There's this autistic teen got caught posing as an airline mogul. Did you read about this, Sean?
What?
17-year-old kid. It's kind of like that movie Catch Me If You Can. He was able to convince aviation executives that he owned a fleet of jets. And he was negotiating to buy another fleet of jets.
This is not a joke.
He got arrested. There's the kid right there. I get the picture.
He got arrested.
He's autistic?
He's a little autistic, yeah, because he's so autistic like Rain Man that he actually can remember the entire flight schedule of all the planes that take off.
They got to let him go because he's not right.
Yeah, they are. They said they're going to let him go.
That's a great story.
Isn't it a great story? Yeah. He actually got caught because they did a feature on him in Airline World magazine. And Frank Tate, he gave him a fake name and So they said, you know what? We got to look this guy. We never heard of this guy. So they started investigating, and they found out he didn't own anything. You know,
that's great, man. That's awesome. Why can't I do that? Like, I'd open up a doctor's office or something. You know? I got to make money so fucking
hard. You go to jail, though, Jimmy, when you get caught.
How you doing?
Yeah,
why can't I be retarded or
this
something?
This guy had an excuse.
You imagine a man, a woman making an appointment with a gynecologist, and it's Jimmy?
Open up!
Spread out with the fucking mind and health.
Put a little honey on your ass.
Hey, you know, I like to be a little free. That's why I only drive a little
honey. That's right, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Open them legs. Let's let it fly.
Definitely not eating enough protein. Definitely not eating protein. Definitely not eating enough protein.
Yeah,
hard and dry. Dry and hard.
Dry and hard. Yeah, I tell these guys all the time. Dry and hard.
Well, well, we got to take another break because we got Kevin Lavrone calling in for our next segment. Guys, thanks for stopping by. We had a little bit of a short show because we got Kevin on. And next week, we're going to have a big show. I got a surprise for you guys. And you'll have to wait till next week to find out.
All right.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by three decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
All right, John, our first and only guest of the night is the one and only Kevin Lavrone. He's back here tonight because in any minute now, John, I'm going to receive a fax from the doctor who prescribed the test for Kevin to be tested for anabolic steroids and performance enhancing drugs. And he's going to be faxing over those results. So we got Kevin back on here on the line. Kev, welcome back.
Thank you, guys. RX Muscle, thanks, man. Thanks, Dave.
No problem, John. Man. I'm glad you participated in this little experiment.
You guys got me a little nervous right now because I'm kind of caught off guard from all this. So what's happening over there?
Well, you know, as we speak, Kev, I'm actually waiting for a fax to come through to me with the results. I'm not really sure what they are. I hear they are in, but the doctor would not tell me. He wanted to fax them directly to me. Now, I just want to ask you, before we get these results, do you truly, honestly think that you're going to test negative?
Other words, you're saying, was I worried about the outcome?
Yes. Are you worried at all about the outcome?
I mean, I was very worried for you guys. I mean, I'm just hoping someday you guys will recover from the trauma experience. You know what I mean?
So you're confident you're going to pass then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. You guys are wrong about this, man. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm looking at your results, even over the last few weeks, and I'm saying I still don't see it, so.
Is this John or Dave?
That was me, Dave.
Dave? Oh, okay. You guys a little nervous over on that end or what?
I think you're failing, man. I still think you're going to fail.
Wow.
You know, there's a little twingle, man. You know, with these results, you never know. You know what I mean? You really never know, especially if you really, really dig deep. So I'm sitting here waiting, you know, on pins and needles, man.
You know, we're testing for masking agents too. So if you took anything thinking you're going to get away with passing this test, it's not going to happen. I'm testing for all the masking agents known to man.
So here I am. Yeah, I'm walking out of clinic and I'm thinking, okay, what is this test all in detail? So can you guys actually tell me now what all are you testing for? Are you testing for, like, any recreational drugs and all that stuff, too, or what?
No, go ahead, John. You can tell.
No. Just anabolics and masking agents.
And his ratio, okay. Too.
And your TE ratio and, you know, what have you. Hey, Kevin, how much weight have you gained since you first started this little exercise?
John, you know what? I finished up my transformation last night, and I was in Gold's Gym, Venice. And when I got done my leg workout, I jumped on the scale, and I have it all recorded. I weighed in, I think it was 244.6, about 244.6, something like that. I can't remember. I think it was 244, but it was about 244. Now, I mean, I was completely dressed. I still had my sweats on and my sweatshirt. But that's what I weighed completely dressed after a leg workout. And 8 weeks ago, I started when I was, you know, completely fully dressed. I was 206 pounds. So
wow. Almost 40
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, my body fat, I got my body fat and stuff done. I'm about probably about 6% body fat right now.
And what were you when you started?
I was probably like 14.
So you've gained a tremendous amount of muscle then, if you account for the body fat, the change in your body composition plus the added weight, you've probably gained about 40 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, that's what it's equaling out to be on the safe side. Yes, my you know, I tell you, John, last night I was in Gold's Gym, Venice Beach, California. I had 11 plates on the flex leg press, and I actually did, like, I think it was about 20 reps.
Wow.
Or something. And this was after doing 15 with 6 plates on each side, 15 with 7. I worked my way up 15s, and when I finally got to 11 plates on each side, I did 20 reps. After that, I did another set. There was a girl in the gym, and I said, you know, you mind jumping on top? Because I was going to take the plates and pile some more on top. They're like, nah, you know, she agreed to jump on top, and I banged out maybe like 6 or 7 of them, but it ended up getting pretty light for me. So that's where I was on my last leg workout with the leg press. Then I went to hack squats. I bung out about, you know, I mean, 4 plates on each side is pretty light, but I did like 15 reps, you know, just playing around with it a little bit. But yeah, man, it's been a great journey so far.
Now that 11 plates on each side is a little over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick.
Right?
Do that many reps.
What did you start
out
doing legs with? What was your first leg workout at?
Well, my first one, I was at 6 plates. I went up to 6 plates, working my way up from 4. But, you know, your legs are jittery, and you feel like your spine's ready to snap in half. And just your body just can't take the pressure from the weight, you know. It's just a complete shock. So I'm at a point now to where it feels like it's home again, actually.
Now you gained 40 pounds of muscle. Would you consider this experiment a success in your mind?
Oh, definitely. I believe that it's complete success. It's a success because, number one, there's many people out there who was tuned into the Leveroni Report blog, who I inspired, as well as they inspired me, you know, to continue to move forward. Also, it's given me I feel completely like I'm a new person. My attitude, the way I feel physically, you know, I'm running, you know, 3 or 4 miles a day. those are things that I wouldn't do, you know, normally.
You're running too?
That much time off from training. Yeah, man. The other night I ran like 5 miles from Hollywood over to Studio City. Just out and, you know, just going for it, man, because I felt good. So
how do you run? Hold on. How do you run at 244 pounds? It doesn't hurt your knees?
See, no, that's the thing about it.
He's
Dave.
A freak, man.
You know, I'm telling you, I have no joint pain. I believe that the layoff actually did me some good, man. It really did. My tennis and everything had a time to completely heal, and you know, I just feel I feel great. I feel really great. I do.
Wow, five miles.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, yeah.
If your test comes back as negative, your drug test, in your mind, what will this have proved to the bodybuilding world?
Well, my message would be that first of all, when we transform our bodies as bodybuilders, we can do that. And it has nothing to do with steroids, first of all. It has to do with dedication, who we are built mentally and physically as beings. You know, the whole approach to the attitude and the things that we decide to do as bodybuilders, you know, amount of focus that we have and belief and dedication that we have to apply to our goals, it's proven fact that you have to have that in order to, you know, to be able to, you know, put on size and mass, you know, along with genetics. So me, if I come back negative, it's a proven fact that, you know, us as bodybuilders, we do not get our drive out of a steroid bottle. I know I certainly don't, and I know a lot of athletes out there don't. And that's not the, you know, we can't say, okay, we're successful because of, you know, the steroids, or we've gained this because of an enhancement. It's who we are built as an individual deep down inside, you know, determines the outcome, you know, ultimately. So that's what this transformation and my decision in doing this, if I come up negative, will have the impact, you know, to prove that, you know, hey, you know, it can be done. You know, this is who we really are as people.
So, Kevin, personally, I don't give a rat's ass how much drugs you're doing, if you're doing any or whatever. I just want to see you get huge. Is that where you're going to go from here? Are you going to keep going? Or what's your next plan now that you've completed this 8 weeks?
Well, you know, the blog was part of the plan. I started this definition, you know, transformation, and you know, now I'm going to get ripped and shredded. Okay, I have a community, you know, where we're all in this thing together, and it's making training a whole lot easier for a lot of people with the approach and what I'm doing right now. So where I'm going now is I'm going to start implementing how to get ripped and shredded. So that's the next level of the transformation.
Well, do you think you'll ever try to compete again on a bodybuilding stage, or is that all behind you?
You know, I was in the gym. I was in Gold's gym, and I ran into Sylvia. And, you know, just the look in his eyes, and Dave, you can relate to this, and John, you as well, you know, and he walked up to me, and he's like, you know, the judges, he felt like he just didn't get his just due yet. And I believe, as far as bodybuilders, you know, we're so vulnerable up there on stage, and we put ourselves at the mercy of the judges. And I see a lot of athletes go through that. And that's the most agonizing torture that an athlete can go through, is trying to satisfy the judges. And what is missing from my body? Or, you know, for some reason, they're making me feel like I'm not good enough. All I can say is that I don't ever want to go through that experience again, or put myself at the mercy of the judges, you know. And I'm in a position now to where, you know, I'm not doing that. And you know, it was kind of a change of heart last night when I saw Sylvia. You know, my heart kind of went out to him, and then I just started having all these flashbacks of so many great bodybuilders who walk out on stage and, you know, things just aren't handled properly or the right way. And it leaves that question of a doubt in that athlete as, you know, who am I? And sometimes, you know, we lose focus of who we are, you know, when we compare ourselves or when someone say, hey, we're not good enough. And I learned a lot from the sport. I love the sport. The IFBB has been there for me as well as me doing what I needed to do, my job to you know, give to the fans my heart and soul. But I just don't want to be in a position to where, you know, I'm feeling, you know, the pain, you know, from what also this sport can have to offer as well.
Fair enough. Well, I hear a noise coming through on my fax machine here. So
yeah, I thought I heard the beep too.
I something's lighting up there. I don't know. We have paper in that thing, Jeff.
What do you got going on? He didn't email this thing in.
No, I'm getting this fax right now from the doctors. Now, before
Dave, I've been calling you like every 4 days. Dave, what's going on? What's going on? So, I don't know if you guys are trying to set me up. I mean, did the results really come back or they didn't come back?
They just came through my fax machine, if you heard that. And before I actually read the results to you, I just want to say that when you were reported to the Quest Diagnostic Center by your house, where we had the prescription forwarded, you called me from there because I know you really wanted to authenticate this test as being valid, and you actually put me on the phone with the nurse. And the nurse who actually was in the room with you watching you deliver the urine sample, and she validated that it did in fact come from you, and that there was no foul play there. And I'm assuming that everything, you know, once she took hold of the sample, everything was legitimate from that point on. Is that correct?
What are you saying?
No.
So in other words, you didn't order any of that, like, you know, pregnant woman urine from the internet.
No, I didn't. And you know what, guys? I feel like I'm standing up there as a head judge from the Mr. Olympia is counting down. You know, I'm trying to figure out if I made the top five, and now it's down to the top two and the top one. You're killing me. I just told you guys I didn't want to go through this.
Yeah. Well.
now, Kevin.
Get out, man.
Now, wait, Kevin.
You know what?
Now, tell our listeners, did this nurse actually watch you urinate into a cup?
Yes, she did. She did. And right. And what Dave said was true, and
she
called Dave.
Yeah.
All right. So, drum roll, please.
You did speak to Victor Conti, John, a little earlier today, and
Dave, you guys are killing me.
Hold on. No, I want to just, this is important because the people listening have to know that what the process is. Victor Conti said it's very important that the there's accountability for the urine sample, correct, John?
Yeah, the chain of command.
Has
to be intact.
And what is that?
Well, that's, you know, the chain of command is that, you know, the sample taker must witness you giving the sample, and then that sample is then sealed in a container, and it's you sign it, and they deliver it to a courier who signs for it, who delivers it to the lab, whoever receives it signs for it, and then it goes to the actual tester who signs for it. There needs to be four separate signatures involved that actually create an intact chain of command so that there could be no question whatsoever that the sample that they are testing came from you. And apparently we have all that intact.
And now I feel like you guys are going to say, in the next episode, Kevin's going to be back.
Now, Kev, before I read all the results off, I have three results to read for you. I just want to make sure here, okay? You got one last chance. It's kind of like the million-dollar question there, whatever it's called. Who wants to be
door
a millionaire?
Door number one, door number two, or door number three.
Are you sure you're comfortable with the fact that you're 100% natural, correct? You're still happy. You're still going on record as saying that you're sticking with that story, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Now, just out of curiosity, would you be willing to wager money on the fact that you're 100% natural? Like if I said, let's put up $1,000. Not that I'm going to do that. I'm just wondering. Are you that confident?
I know that I've told the truth. Okay. I know I told the truth. And that I didn't take anything for the last 4.5 years. Yeah, okay. So,
all right, let's have it then.
I don't know what these tests are going to pull up, but that's what I know.
All right. Well, I'm going to start by reading the first part of the results. And I just want to let you know, John, that, like I said, not only did they test for anabolic steroids, but they tested for clenbuterol and masking agents like probenecid. These are agents that would prevent the excretion of any anabolic steroids.
Right.
Now, as far as the masking agents, he tested negative. Okay, so he did not have any masking agents in his body whatsoever.
Cool.
Now, we're going to talk about the artificial metabolites now of anabolic steroids. As far as the metabolites of any anabolic steroids, there were none, zero, in his system. Okay, so that's the second test he passed. Now, this is where the tricky part comes in. We come to a third category, which is his testosterone to epitestosterone ratio. Now, John, you want to explain what that is to our listeners?
Well, yeah, obviously, there's a ratio in your body of epitestosterone to testosterone. You can't, because testosterone is naturally produced in the body, you really can't test in a urine test for a metabolite of testosterone because it already exists. So what they test for is the ratio of epitestosterone to testosterone. So if it's if it's under six, he's good.
This should be six parts minimum, the max, six parts testosterone to one part epitestosterone. Now, if you were taking exogenous testosterone, that ratio would go higher because you'd have less epitestosterone and more testosterone. So, Kevin, they tested him for a sensitivity of 6-1. And the results of that test were also within range, meaning that he was under the 6.1, meaning that as far as they're concerned, or the sensitivity of this lab shows that Kevin LeVron was not taking exogenous testosterone. So, buddy, you passed.
I passed the test.
You passed. You're clean.
Nice.
I have to eat my words now.
Dave, you know what? Damn, dude. I mean, it's been weighing on my chest, man, for 2.5 weeks. And, you know, a lot of people were talking trash. And, you know, you guys stepped up to the plate. You guys took me up on the challenge, and you guys admitted the truth. You know, and that says a lot about you guys and your credibility. And I just want to say thank you. Thanks a lot. And it says a lot about the show, man, and what you guys are all about. And I knew my gut-wrenching instinct was, when people started doubting me, was to come to you guys, man. And you know what, Dave? You're the man. Romano, you guys are the man. RX Muscle, you know what? I really appreciate all the support you guys have given me. Dave, you and I go way back through my whole career. Romano, you know, you guys are like brothers to me, man. And you know what? I'm glad that we did this. And I'm glad you guys had, you know, thank you, man. I just don't know what to say right now. I just want to say thanks, dude.
You're very welcome.
But now I want to also establish that this test was done by Quest Diagnostic Labs, which is a very, very credible drug testing lab that handles thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of similar type drug tests, you know, over the course of a year. So they're a very credible lab, and you know, this is the real deal. Kevin, now that we have established that you are 100% clean, would you please do me a favor and get jacked up and see how big you can get?
I was just thinking about that the other night when I was leaving out of the gym. I was like, man, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Come on, I'll hook you up with my homeboy in Mexico. We'll get you some clean shit and get you hooked up.
Is there any clean stuff in Mexico?
Hell yeah.
That's where all the only place you can find it anymore, I think.
Right from the pharmacy.
Man.
Now, I'll get you Sustanon preloads right from Organon.
I can tell you this. I won't need much.
That's true. It's true. Now, the only other clean bodybuilder, or the only other clean ex-pro bodybuilder with genetics that are comparable to yours, I guess, would have to be Flex Wheeler. You know, he's always claiming that he's the, quote, natural freak. Do you think that you're now bigger than Flex Wheeler? Do you think you've achieved a level of conditioning and size that you can actually say you've surpassed him?
Well, I believe what I've done has been put to the test. I have documentation to prove it, pictures to prove it, and over this 8-week period that I've done all this clean and apparently, you know, on an average of gaining 5 pounds of true muscle a week, well, my body fat around 6% now, 13%. I mean, I think that, you know, it's without a doubt and question in my mind that until he steps up to the plate and prove himself like I did, then I would have to say that, you know, I'm victorious in that area, yes.
Well, you know, I in Flex's defense, I mean, you know, his body is a wreck right now from all the surgeries that he's had and, you know, the kidney transplant and the complications that, you know, that came thereafter. But last time I saw Flex, his arms were pretty swole, Kev. You think
Well, you know, it's one thing to talk, you know, but I'm a guy who I don't talk. I get out there and I prove it to the world. You know, it's an open book. And that's what I'm all about. That's what my whole career has always been about. And I've proven myself through this transformation. And I laid it all out on the line. So with Wheeler, you never know what you're getting. You know, you know, what was Madonna? You know, Madonna, material girl, but, you know, Madonna stuff going on, you know, we passing out 1 minute, you know, so you never know. But with me, you know, it's on record, and it is what it is. So he's a good guy, yeah, his arms are big, yeah, but, you know,
you walk the talk, Kev, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, now, you know, and it's just being true and just being truthful to who you are as a person, and, you know, just being straight and dealing and taking things for that's what it's all about. That's that old school way of doing business, man. You know, the Clint Eastwood way, and, you know, there's a mafia way. You know, you can't, if you say something, your word better be bond. If not, then, you know, you're going to reap the consequences. So.
That's for sure.
And John, you know, I've actually took that mentality to the stage, you know, and that's what I built my career on.
Well, you did a good job. Now, let's switch gears here a minute Kev. Have you heard about the Johnny Jackson and Ben White competition, them going head-to-head in a powerlifting meet against each other at the Olympia?
No, I haven't. That's news to me.
Well, now, you know, these two guys have been doing a lot of talk about who's the strongest bodybuilder, pro bodybuilder out there. Johnny Jackson, of course, has, you know, done a lot of powerlifting, and he's held some world records. Ben White is a very powerful bench presser. Johnny's the ultimate deadlifter. And these two guys have are going to forego competing as bodybuilders in the Olympia to compete in a two-lift powerlifting meet, deadlift and bench press, to settle once and for all who is the strongest pro bodybuilder, you know, in the world. Now, would you ever face Flex Wheeler in a pose down on stage, you know, maybe at the Olympia, similar to what Ben White and Johnny are doing?
You know, I think we talked about this one time before. It's very hard for me to back down from a challenge, man. You know, it's that competitive edge that I have deep down inside of me, and if, you know, he was to pull the card and call me up and, you know, hey, yeah, I would step up to the plate.
That would be I'd want to see that more than Johnny Jackson and Ben White, I think, wouldn't you?
That would be a tough one. I would want to see both, but I think seeing Kevin and Flex going head to head one last time would be something else.
I think if Will has been following this transformation, he probably already knows that that's something that he doesn't want to do. You know? What do you guys think? Come on now, baby.
I'm afraid in 8 weeks you look like a freaky human being already. I can't even imagine what another 8 weeks you're going to look like. You know, it's crazy.
When is the Olympia? How many weeks away is Olympia?
About 10 weeks.
Yeah.
10 weeks. Oh my God, I could double size in 10 weeks. So that means, John, if I connect with you and we go down to Mexico, wow.
John wrote a great article about you should all bodybuilders should live in Mexico. It would be great. You wouldn't be breaking the law or nothing, you know?
Oh, man.
I got the ultimate hookup, man. My buddy owns a Gold's Gym underneath a hotel. You could live at the hotel and go train right downstairs, right on the beach.
Kevin would love it. You know, have his cocktails in the afternoon.
It'd be great, right?
Yeah, you know, man.
One more test I think I have to get done was, Dave, you were telling me about a test that probably could test, you know, what is allowing me to be able to come back in such a short period of time like I did. What's going on with the blood? Any idea?
I don't know, man. I mean, we could test his... didn't Flex Wheeler get tested for myostatin, John?
Well, yeah, he got tested for myostatin negativity. Kevin might have some of that, and, you know, Kevin's just a hyper-responder. I mean, we're all, you know, genetically have this gift. Look, Kevin, when you were going for it, when you were a competitor, you know, you were on the low end of the scale as far as, you know, what you took and, you know, how you did everything. And you exploded, bro. You were like... unbelievable in a not that long a time. You know, we would see you a couple of months before the Olympia, and, you know, it was like no big deal, and then all of a sudden you show up and take second.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're just one of those guys that responds, like, incredibly well. So, you know, you might have some myostatin negativity, and you're just a hyper-responder.
I got one question, Kev.
What do you mean when you say myostatin negativity?
Myostatin is the gene that regulates muscle growth. If you didn't have a gene that regulated muscle growth, your muscle cells would just keep replicating and growing and growing and growing, and we'd just turn into one big meatball. So
okay.
Myostatin puts a halt on a certain degree of muscle development.
So when you if you have less myostatin, you tend to be bigger, muscularly speaking.
Okay. So that helps with your recovery time and everything, then?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you ever see those big bulls, those big bulls?
Belgian blues.
Belgian blues. They look like rhinoceros, but they're huge, gigantic bulls.
Yes.
They're myostatin negative.
I know when I tore my chest in, I believe it was February, with 600 pounds, and I had I tore my pectoralis major, minor, snapped my tendon in half. With that amount of weight, my chest exploded. And I didn't come out of the partial sling bang thing that I had until June. Then I had to be on stage, compete at Mr. Olympia in September.
Holy shit.
It was crazy. When I came home from the Olympia, I was 243. I just got second over in Helsinki, Finland. And I was benching 600 a month later, you know, in February. I tore my chest. Had surgery, 12-hour surgery, two of them, actually. And then I had to compete September, you know, in the Mr. Olympia. And I had, like, I don't know, 2.5 months to train. It was June, July, August. It was July and August I had to train. And by September, back then, the Mr. Olympia was early part of September, I had to be on stage to compete. And, yeah, I think I got, like, fifth place that year. I was like, man, there's something going on.
yeah. That was
then,
no one...
Then I got hooked up with Dave Palumbo, and then I learned all the tricks.
And you won the Arnold, yeah. Yeah, you won the Arnold the following.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one more question, Kevin, because I'm going to post your blood work online so that everyone can take a look and see what happened. But I was looking at the date of birth, and it seems like you just had a birthday about a week or two ago, correct?
Yeah, did you see the date of birth on my blood test?
Yes.
What did it say?
It says July 16th.
And?
Is that your birth date?
Yep.
But the year doesn't look that accurate to me, because according to this year, you would be younger than me, because it says 1968, which is when I was born.
So when I went in there, the lady took my driver's license, of course, and that's where she got that information.
You're only 41?
That's what I would have to go on record to say.
All right. What do you got? Unless he's got a fake ID, I don't know.
I mean, she wrote things down, so that's all what right. She wrote down. That's not my handwriting.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, my friend, and congratulations. I have to admit that I was wrong, and that, Kevin, you are a true natural freak, and hopefully, you know, we'll see you get even freakier in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Romano, you have my number. Let's get together and talk, right?
That's right. That's right. Let's do it.
Kevin LaRone moves to Mexico.
LaRone in Mexico.
Next week's episode.
Mr. Olympia,
that could be
how many wishes?
10.
Mr. Olympia away? 10. Wow.
Can you imagine if he gets on the Olympia stage, Sean?
I think he could.
I know.
I see absolutely no reason why he couldn't. He's got a head start. He's got 10 more weeks.
Head start.
He could go down there and just get whatever he wants, whatever he needs, and get up there and do it.
That's the way to do it, really. I mean, he'd be breaking no laws, too, if he was in Mexico.
Palumbo, you were doubting me through this whole transformation because I remember when I said, hey, man, I'm thinking about competing at the Mr. Olympia again. You're like, yeah, well, you might need 6 or 8 months to prepare for it. I don't know, man. I don't know if you can pull this off.
I, you know what? I have to admit, I bowed down to you because I've never seen a person respond the way, I mean, the way you have. It's unreal. You must be the quickest responder in the history of bodybuilding. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Well,
if you got on the Olympia stage, it would be the greatest. It would be better than Tom Watson almost winning at 59 years old the British Open.
You know, this could be an amazing science experiment. You know, Dave, you do his diet. You know, I'll go down to Mexico and help Kev. You know, elsewhere, and you know, train and hook him up and just, you know, see what we can do. I'll bet you, even if he doesn't compete, he'd walk around that expo blowing people away completely in a tank top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, if I ever did decide to do anything, you know, like that, Dave, you'd be the first guy contact.
I appreciate that.
Work bond, bro.
Appreciate it.
You've always
man.
Been there for me, Romano. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you guys being there for me right to this day, and this makes me feel so good, man. Thank you. If there's anything you guys ever need over at RX Muscle, anything I could ever do for you personally, let me know, man.
Thanks, man, and good luck with your site, and keep us updated. Okay, we're gonna keep following you. Hopefully, we're gonna take you right up to the Olympia.
And send me a copy of the drug test.
I definitely will. Thanks,
you got
Kevin.
It.
Thank you.
Wow, John, Kevin LaRone, tests natural, clean. I guess we have to eat our words and we have to bow down to the guy, huh?
Well, I'm going to go as far as to say he passed his drug test.
True, that's true. As Victor Conte would say, it's only an IQ test.
Right, it's only an IQ test. But, you know, to be fair, I mean, honestly, you know, I don't think Kevin, first of all, the drug test announcement came very soon into his, or very close to the end of his little odyssey there.
Right.
And he only had, you know, a week or so to get ready for it. So obviously not much could have been done in terms of
no.
He really was doing something. He didn't start this thing knowing he was going to get drug tested.
No.
We sprung that on him, you know, 3/4 of the way through the thing. So that being said, there's really nothing for him to study for. He was caught off guard pretty much. He went and peed, and we tested him, and he came back clean. So I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, Kevin gained 40 pounds of muscle in 8 weeks and lost like something like 10% body fat. All natural. You believe it?
Well, I know Kevin LaRone. I like Kevin, you know, but that's hard to believe. It really is.
I got the test here to prove it, man. Guys, clean.
Don't they have shit that counteracts that
stuff? No, we tested for blocking agents. We tested his test.
What did you test for?
For all the blocking agents.
40
blocking
pounds
agent.
Of muscle?
40 pounds of muscle, and he lost 10% body fat.
And how long of a time? IGF, all that shit.
No, we can't test for growth hormone.
How long of a time?
8 weeks.
There is no urine test for growth hormone.
Yep.
No, it's impossible.
No way. I like Kevin. I respect. I mean,
he's like Kevin too.
One of the best
impossible.
Builds ever. But what is he? 42? 43?
41.
Come on, 40
guy's
pounds
a freak.
Of fucking muscle. Hey, bullshit.
I believe it. I'm a believer.
He's not on test. That can EQ. You know, whatever. But he's got to take something. Yeah, a little
it's very
something.
Hard to gain 40 pounds
he's
of muscle.
41
in
8 years old.
Even if you took growth hormone, which I don't think he did, you still wouldn't get those kind
of
gains.
So how do you get 40 pounds of muscle in 8 weeks?
He's a freak. He's a hyper responder.
Yeah, but you know, you guys are missing the point. It's not like a guy who never weighed 280 gaining 40 pounds of muscle.
John.
He used to weigh that much. He's putting back what he had. Muscle memory is a very, you know, is much easier to put back what you had than build it from scratch. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's hard to do without any muscle,
John.
When
he was at his biggest, how many fucking things? I mean, come on. To get to that enormous size, you got to be taking some shit.
Yeah.
It ain't fucking protein and glutamine.
When you get older, it's even harder to even.
That's what I'm saying.
Even if you were at that point.
Listen, I think his build is one of the best.
He's a freak, I'm telling you.
It's called food and heavy training.
Yeah, up my fucking fat ass.
And a lot of cardio.
I believe him. Let's go around the table.
He actually said he's been jogging like 3 to 5 miles a day, too. I don't know how he's doing it.
Oh, yeah. He's that muscle. Put up 40 miles.
I don't know.
You guys are retarded. So
all right, we'll go around the room. Jimmy, what do you think?
No.
Fuck shit.
No, I think he's doing something.
Diego?
I think the guy's a freak. He's doing it right.
Bullshit.
When you have a whole old day to dedicate to bodybuilding, what else is he doing?
Oh, still gotta have the genetics. What about you, Derek?
Absolutely not. He's got a great build, but we know how he got there. He had some assistance in the past. He had, you know, had to have taken something. You know, I've done everything in the book. There are other there's other shit out there that doesn't come up on tests. You know, I think he's got a great build with genetics, his genetics, and a little bit of assistance of something else. Yes, definitely with proper supplementation, creatines, all that other bullshit. Yeah. But no, he had to have taken something under the table that didn't show up on a test.
I haven't even seen Kevin in years.
It's called species.
Now, Derek, you're the Synthol expert. Do you think Kevin was using any Synthol?
Recently?
Yeah.
If you show me a picture, I could tell.
But I don't. That doesn't look like it does in what I see. But Jeff, what do you think?
I mean, the drug test came from a reputable company.
Yep.
And, you know, they tested for three specific things. I mean, the testosterone, the epitestosterone ratio is pretty important in this type of thing.
Gives a shit
and
about
he fell below. Because if he was taking a super physiological dose, then it would have shown up.
I'm not talking about testosterone.
Right.
There's other fucking things. IGF, growth, anything.
It's possible, but I tend to think that he's still natural.
Bullshit.
Is that a recent picture?
That's a recent video I'm running on the screen right now. That's him doing his last workout.
It's not like
of the 8 week challenge.
He looks kind of
shut up, Diego.
Fuck you.
Doesn't he know that he can't speak unless we tell him he can speak?
Si, senor.
he used to be a lot bigger than that, Kevin.
Well, actually, this may be the first video.
So where's the 40 pounds?
Yeah,
he started at 208.
211.
211.
What does he weigh now?
He weighs 244.
Guys, no offense. You guys are brilliant. You know, John's one of the best writers ever. Dave, you're the best guru.
Who said, it's 40 pounds of muscle, though?
But look
here
at
it. Here's the transformation right here. I'm showing them the pictures, John. When he started right here, and here's all the transformations over 8 weeks, here's how he ended.
It's not like he looks like he was before, obviously, but
that's
definitely 8 weeks.
That's incredible.
I don't see 40 pound gain there, though.
Jimmy, come on. His legs are he holds a lot of weight in his legs, too. That's probably where a lot of the weight goes.
Yeah, probably.
He was pressing, what, 1,000 pounds?
Over 1,000.
Those photos you showed me, he's, like, getting in better shape. But I don't see, like, a 40-pound gain
Look at the size. Look at that, Jimmy. What, you nuts? You blind? Look at that.
I don't see 40 pounds there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I see. Well, you got to see his part. It's in his legs.
Yeah, look.
You gotta look closer.
He's wider. Even his waist got bigger.
Well, Kevin Lavrone did. He put up where he shut me up. That's for sure. And he earned my respect. I always respected him anyway. I hope he keeps going, John. I hope maybe we see him at the Olympia.
Well, yeah, Kevin, you know, he's been a good friend of ours for a long time, and you know, I can't picture Kevin staring us straight in the face and lying to us. He passed the test, and in spite of the fact that Derek doesn't believe him, I believe him, and. That's it. Case closed.
All right. Well,
is he going to compete at the Olympia?
Well, I don't know. He said he doesn't want to compete anymore, but you never know. I said, you know, he kept asking how many weeks to the Olympia. I said 10. He goes, oh, that's a lifetime. I could double my size by then.
About coming with me to Mexico.
Then John offered to send him to Mexico and hook him up with the real stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Oxen.
I like Kevin, but he was always like
you guys are just saying that because you're his good friend. I don't know Kevin from a hole in the wall. Facts are facts. He fucking had to have taken something.
Well,
you guys are his friends. You're not gonna fucking put him under the bus.
I put him under the bus.
I give a rat's ass if he hates me like all the haters. I mean, come on, you cannot gain fucking 40 pounds
in
8 weeks.
You're not Kevin.
I'm fucking Derek Anthony. I can't do that shit.
I don't really see 40 pounds. I see him getting in better shape.
Oh,
I don't
really see 40
his waist
pounds.
Even looks he got to get.
John, we're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the host of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members!
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. I'm Michael Bob in the Bonzo.